This is VOA News. I'm Philip Alexiou. Since the first day on the job, Acting Defense Secretary Pat Shanahan took the reins at the Pentagon and said his top concern is China, China, China. And in his first major appearance in Asia as the U.S. military's chief civilian chief, he did not shy away from criticizing Beijing's bad behavior. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb has more.
Speaking to an audience at the annual Shangri-La Defense Forum, Shanahan said the U.S. would not ignore Chinese behavior, which he says has threatened prosperity in the region.
It's not about conflict. It's not about building walls. This is about security.
China is infamous for its theft of other nations' military and civilian technology.
I don't like when intellectual property is stolen. We have real issues with intellectual property theft, cyber attacks. There's a host of issues that we have to address.
Experts say China has used this theft to narrow the gap between some critical American and Chinese military abilities. Carla Babb, VOA News, Singapore.
Well, the Pentagon has told the White House to keep the military out of politics after somebody from the White House directed the Navy to keep the warship USS John McCain out of sight when President Donald Trump had visited Japan. And while on his way to Seoul and continuing his Asian trip, Defense Secretary Pat Shanahan did address the issue with reporters.
We don't want to politicize the military. I'll deal with this in an appropriate manner. We take these incidents seriously, and my office and others will deal with it directly.
Shanahan saying the order to keep the ship out of sight was never carried out. This is VOA News. China says Washington bears the sole and entire responsibility for the breakdown in trade talks earlier this month, and that Beijing won't back down on matters of principle. In a defiant rebuttal of who is to blame, China released a white paper Sunday arguing that it is the United States that has backtracked in the talks, and that tariffs will not resolve the two countries' trade issues. Since talks broke down earlier this month, Beijing has doubled down, issuing its own tit-for-tat tariffs in response to Washington's increase to 25% of a tax on $200 billion in Chinese goods. Beijing has also been stepping up anti-American propaganda through state media, and on Friday, China's Commerce Ministry announced the establishment of a non-reliable entities list. Well, the U.S. State Department will now require almost all applicants for the U.S. visas to submit social media and email and telephone information. These new rules requiring people applying for immigrant and non-immigrant visas to list all of their social media usernames and their email addresses and telephone numbers that they've been using over the past 5 years. But the requirements, they are affecting nearly 15 million foreigners. Only the applicants for diplomatic and official visas could be exempt from the new rules. Visa applicants will also be asked if any family members have been involved in terrorist activities. Mexico's president suggesting that his country could clamp down on migration, and he says he thinks the United States, well, they're ready to discuss its threatened use of tariffs as a means to combat illegal migration from Central America. So he says. President Andres Manuel López Obrador said that at a Mexico City news conference, there's a willingness on the part of the U.S. government to establish a dialogue and reach agreement and compromises. Police in Virginia Beach are searching for a motive for Friday's mass shooting, in which a disgruntled city worker shot and killed 12 people and wounded four others at a city office building. The police chief, James Severa, identifying the assailant as Dwayne Craddock, who was employed for 15 years as an engineer with the city's utilities department. He declined to comment on a motive for Friday's rampage, which ended with Craddock's death in a gunfight with police. Officials also identified all 12 of the victims. Virginia Beach Mayor Bobby Dyer.
We will not be defined by this horror. We will go forward. We are a city of resiliency and resolve.
Iranian President Hassan Rouhani suggesting Iran might be willing to hold talks if the United States shows some respect, but Tehran said it would not be pressured into negotiations. The semi-official Fars News Agency reporting on that. Iran and the U.S. have been drawn into starker confrontations in the past month. This is VOA News.